You pray with me as we prepare for the Lord's Supper. What a great reminder, Lord, as we celebrate this time, the sweetness of the saving grace. Father, I praise you that you have given us your word, that we can know you, and we can know what the church is to do when we meet together. Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for your love for Grace Bible Church. And Lord, today as we celebrate and remember your son's life, his death, and his resurrection, Father, I pray that we would bring you glory. And we pray this in your son's name. Amen. As I was preparing this week for this message of the Lord's Supper, I started by reading the gospel accounts of the Lord's Supper and reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the teaching passage on the Lord's Supper. And there's several things that are in each part of Scripture that talks about the Lord's Supper. Each account talks about the bread and the cup. Scripture clearly teaches that celebrating the Lord's Supper, that the bread is a reminder of Jesus' body, and the cup is a reminder of his blood that was shed when he died on the cross. But there was something that really caught my attention as I prepared, and in each account of the Gospels and in Paul's teaching passage, it says, Jesus gave thanks. And I have to admit, I stopped and I thought, what was Jesus giving thanks for? Jesus was giving thanks for God's faithfulness of bringing Israel out of Egypt. And Jesus was looking forward of what was going to take place, his death on the cross. Scripture is clear that Jesus knew he was facing the agony of the cross and what was to follow, and he gave thanks. In the gospel account, Jesus was looking at the past. He was thankful for God's faithfulness. And I think Jesus was setting an excellent example to his disciples and to us. Every time we eat the bread and drink the cup, we should be giving thanks for what Jesus has done. Another reason Jesus was giving thanks is that his hour had come. He knew he was facing death on a cross, and he gave thanks. Read every account and you get the sense of anticipation. Jesus came to be the sacrifice. Jesus gave thanks because his mission was near completion. And finally, he gave thanks on behalf of us, the people who need him. I think Jesus was looking forward. So, as you prepare your heart and your mind today to take the bread and the cup, what are you thankful for? As I asked myself that question, I came up with a few things. Thankful for God's faithfulness. When sin entered the world, Genesis 3, God promised a Savior, and the Savior has come. And the Savior is Jesus. I gave thanks for the truth of John 10:28. It says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will be snatched out of his hands. There are so many truths from Scripture of what God has promised. A few I thought of was Philippians 1:6. That we can be confident of this, that he who began a good work in us will carry it out to completion. is thankful for the reality of Romans 8:1, that because of Christ, there's no condemnation for Christians today who are in Christ Jesus. I was thankful for Romans 8:38 and 39 that tells us there's nothing in all of creation that will be able to separate us from the love of Christ Jesus our Lord. There's so many more promises from Scripture of God's faithfulness in what the Savior has accomplished. In the teaching passage in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, verse 27 talks about taking the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. This is a time that is for Christians, for those that say they are a follower of Christ and believe Jesus is their Savior. For a person that has repented of their sin, if you're here today and that is not your testimony, we praise God that you're here. We would love to tell you about the reality of the gospel, but we would ask now at this time that you'd allow the elements to pass you by. Scripture in the next verse, verse 28 of chapter 11, exhorts the Christian that we should examine ourselves. Examine yourself to be sure that you are walking in a manner that is worthy of a calling and that is Christian. So as the elements come now, we're going to hold them, we're going to take them together, but I would like you to examine yourself, and I would like you just talk to the Lord about what you're thankful for. And again, I'll come back up and we'll take communion together. Guys, if you'll bring the elements.